And we are recording. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Collective. And this is the Coffee House podcast as well. My name is Anissa. And I know Andrea here, who I'm going to introduce to you in just a second. And she is a member of the ladies meeting, an event and a women's business club that we all meet on the last Tuesday of every month in Vancouver. Of course, except for this month because of COVID, we've all had to figure out how to do online meetings and get to know each other and connect with each other in a deeper way. If you want to come out in Vancouver on the last Tuesday of every month, or I'm already planning an online summit for the last Tuesday of April, and you can find that on theladiesmeeting.com, or you can check out our back office, which is free for anyone, boys or girls, in the Entrepreneur Collective, and you'll find lots of courses and classes and connect with us there. Welcome, Andrea.
Thank you. It's good to be here. I've missed you.
I missed you too.
I know, it's a hard time, nobody getting to see each other, but one thing that I definitely am doing is spending a lot more time on Zoom meetings and WhatsApp video and all of those things. So I have definitely had to incorporate that. So Anissa asked me to talk about, you know, direct sales and how I can work this through this, especially this time, this challenging time, because, you know, a lot of us are self-employed, as we know, or in some sort of business. Not everyone is in direct sales like me, but I feel that a lot of what I do relates to everyone. Anyone who is self-employed, what I'm actually going to share with you, I've hidden a few slides because they kind of are more relevant to my company, and there might still be some reference to that, but it just helps me to sort of get through what I'm doing and how it's benefiting me. You know, I am not, or was not, what should we say? I did not run my business fully on social media. Prior to this, I ran my business, I felt, in all avenues. So I ran it via in person, doing shows, doing events, marketing, coming to lunches, things like that, and online. So I did have, you know, some presence as far as a Facebook page, a Facebook group, my website. And because I've been doing the company I'm with, Cenergence, for over 5 years, I do show up pretty highly on Google, which is really good. So I do get business ongoing from that. But this has been a great chance for me to upgrade my skills, if you like. And I think it's a perfect opportunity for all of us to upgrade what we're doing and learn new things. And for me, of course, that has been social media, using things like bots, which I was familiar with somewhat, but didn't really have them in place. So I actually now have things in place for new distributors, you know, that are streamlined. So this is, I'm just taking advantage of this time to learn more than anything.
You have the shows, but I have a bot that I've purchased, but I've never used. So, but I just, before you get started further, I want to say, if it weren't for you, I probably wouldn't be wearing lipstick right now. And you are out, even though you have a great strength on social media, you really show up well online. But when you walk into a room, like, hands down, you know you are there. You always show up 100%. You are always consistently showing up as well. And I hope that people really listen to what you have to say, because part of the strength of the ladies meeting has been the people who show up on a regular basis. And I know unless you are out of the country, you show up and you build relationships and you follow up with people. We've been running our meeting going into our fourth year now. And it's the people who show up, even if they're having a bad day, because you know what? There might be someone else out there that just needs to see you and see your smiling face. And yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, that really relates to my PowerPoint, right? So I'm going to share it with you. I'm going to share the screen to show you exactly. So can you see that?
Yes. Huh. Oh, okay. Well, perfect.
Okay, so we'll go from the beginning and, okay, oh, anyway, that was a picture of me at the beginning, so that's all fine. But the power of consistency. So, you know, exactly like you just said about showing up, that's all part of being consistent, right? And doing what you say you are going to do. So this is actually a topic I've shared with Senegents only just last night, because this was actually my training that I was going to be on stage doing at our coming up seminar, which is no longer coming up in person. It is now online. We're having a massive, huge on the 17th of April recognition, virtual recognition night. So during the month, they're now pulling those people that were going to stand on stage and do their training to do it online. So I actually did mine last night. And like I said, you know, a couple of slides I've hidden. Maybe they'll show up. I don't know. But it's all about, you know, being consistent in your business, no matter what the business is, right? This definitely relates to my business, but I'm sure it relates to anyone else's who is listening. So, you know, what is the definition of consistency? Conformity, I'm just going to move that, is conformity in the application of something, typically that which is necessary for the sake of logic, accuracy, or fairness, forming a habit that will in turn benefit your business. I normally have that same mug. I just saw your mug, and they're all in the dishwasher, but I have those mugs. They're my everyday mugs. Oh my gosh, I have to tell you that.
Well, if you've ever been online maybe before, this is Seattle. This is my epic date on the way to Vegas. I stopped in Seattle on the way to Vegas, and I have one from New York, the matching, what's it called?
Mine in New York. I have two New York and two London.
I want Las Vegas because they discontinued it by the time I got to Vegas on the same trip.
I want more of them. If anybody sees them, I need them.
Everyone sees them. Yes, I want this.
Well, I just have to say that. Consistency is the quality of always behaving or performing in a similar way. Hence, you know, turning up to meetings, right? An example is a team's success mostly will depend on the consistency of its members. We are a team at the ladies' meeting, right? Together, everyone achieves more. And it all does depend. The success of the ladies' meeting absolutely depends on all of us turning up and being consistent in our business, right?
And I want to
How long does it take before... Yeah.
I just want to point out to a lot of people, like I've had someone even just today said, well, I never got any leads from that. And it was like, well, then you've missed the point, because it's not who directly is at the ladies meeting. It's who that they know. And if you didn't get a lead from who knows somebody or who knows somebody, then, you know, are you communicating properly? Are you sharing what you have? Are you really increasing not just your sales, but your influence to assist others? Because our natural humanity is, if we give, you shall receive. It's just how it works. So it's just really interesting to hear that from someone, to say they didn't get a lead or find something valuable. Because to me, it's not just the sales leads that I get.
Absolutely.
Is the best testimonial I have ever had is, we had a woman who had a friend pass away. She didn't make any money out of the people that helped her sell a house and do all these things. It was we went and took her for lunch. We went and did certain things. And that was the support. It's a women's business club, but we aren't necessarily, it's more like a mastermind group. We're there to support each other.
Absolutely. It's not just about the sale. And I when we talk about consistency, you know, people can't come to a ladies' meeting or any meeting that you might go to and expect to have instant results, right? Being consistent and actually turning up is going to grow relationships. It will in turn grow your business in some way, right? In some way. And, you know, what I found is, first and foremost for me, when you're part of a meeting, it's the camaraderie, the teamship, the friendships that you make that have kept me going to the same few meetings. Mm. What business comes out of them will be created from all of those things, right?
Well, and I think it's a matter of also finding, and some people just aren't in alignment with our tribe too, which is totally fine. So it's a matter of finding a tribe that you are in alignment with as well.
Right. It's not for everyone, right? And that's why you have to find what is right for you. And when you do find that, it's about you know, supporting that actual network. Or for me, you know, going to the events I go to, going to the networking groups I go to, but also being consistent in my everyday work ethic, right? I need to be consistent if I expect my business to still carry on during something like what we are experiencing right now, because I don't have the option to go to my trade shows that I normally have, which I'm very consistent at doing. If I find one I like, I do it every year, right? Same thing. Somebody's in the waiting room. We'll let them in.
It's Shane. Okay. She's like, I can help out. I'm like, join in then.
Welcome. So, you know, I can't go out and do any demos. I can't have events at my corporate office, which I'm fortunate to live near. You know, all of those things are going to affect my business in some way. And like I said, this has been a great learning opportunity for me to find new ways or to tweak the ways I already had, like the social media, but upping my game somewhat. And this has been awesome, right?
Yeah. And what I've found is the people that it's really funny, the people who have invited me to events, and it's like, right now I'm busy supporting people like you and getting your presentation online and other people that have come out to the ladies meeting. I'm like, let's do a presentation. I'm going to help you get your business going because you've showed up for me. You've paid for your membership. What can I do for you? And the people that aren't coming are like, oh, hi, do you want to get online with me? And I'm like, but you don't show up for me. It's funny how it does pay off. And as you know, people have, we did a party here in this house. You came all the way up to Whistler. And out of that, I've had a few people that wanted to buy lipstick. Well, you showed up for me when I needed you. So the second I see someone who needs lipstick, you're always going to be my first go-to. And on Facebook, we've been sharing links back and forth. And I'm like, okay, I know somebody who needs some. She's moving to here. What's the link? How can she shine up? And you've got a free offer this month, which is amazing. And it's like, I will do whatever I can to support you because you always show up and it makes such a difference.
It does. And I do the same for other people. You know, I'm a huge supporter. I hope you have not lost me. I'm a huge supporter of all women's businesses, particularly women. And if they have something that I can benefit from, I am going to absolutely use those people or spread the word about those people and share what they do with others. You know, if I have an OX lady or I have an Epicure lady or I have, which I have all of them, if I have a Tupperware lady, I'm going to share that or post their name when somebody says, I'm looking for a Tupperware lady. I'm going to share who I know and who I know is fabulous at doing that, right? So you find, like you called it, a tribe. You know, you find your tribe that you want to work with, support, be friends with, all of those things, right? Mm-hmm. And I believe you get all of that from being consistent and from forming good, healthy habits, right? And, you know, it says here it takes 3 weeks to form a habit. Well, that's personal and business. We all know that. I know back when I was 18 and I decided that I was going to do my skincare routine, it took me 3 weeks of being absolutely, oh my gosh, I've got to do it. You know, get in the bed, get out of the bed, go do it, right? Do not go to sleep with your skin, with your makeup on. Mm-hmm. And because once I got it, that's it. I've done it religiously for the rest of my life. Taking my vitamins, I'm useless at it, but my husband puts them in little containers for me. And every morning I hate it. I have to like tip them out on the bench and I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this, but I do it every day, right? Especially now when we need to be you know, just anything. If you're a journal writer, if you don't hang up your clothes, you know, all of these are things, are habits that we need to learn, right? In your business, it's things like using a calendar, tracking what you're doing daily, updating your customers. We all pretty much at the ladies meeting have customers of some sort. So this is relevant to everybody. Keeping your customers up to date. You know, where are you at during this time, during this COVID-19 experience that we're going through, and following up with your customers, you know, following up in the right way, of course, right now, not just saying, hey, I've got this product for sale, you know, it's actually creating friendships, sending them a hey, how are you doing? You know, just sending some love and peace and happiness to your family from ours. You know, it can just be that, right? It doesn't have to be about what products you have for sale or anything like that. It's just actually connecting.
Well, and we've got a cook coming on tonight, and we did a dinner two weeks ago now. On the 31st. And that was one of my favorite parts. Nobody was selling anything. We were just networking and getting to know each other. And we laughed so much. We all had a glass of wine. And it was just lovely online, even though we were stuck at home. We're not allowed to network. But these are the people that I hope will be sitting at my kitchen table at some point for Supper Club. So
exactly. Well, I'm going to try and get on tonight. I have to take my husband to work, and then I'm going to try and get on and just be silent and watch, which would be exciting because she or he?
Tonight I've got Shebang. He is a cook at Araxes, so we'll see. He's also living in a house of 10, so I don't know what he's come up with. So,
I'm excited. Okay, yes, very good. And then, of course, setting your work hours when you're self-employed, you know, setting your work hours can be a challenge because we find things to do, especially when you're working from home, right? The laundry, the dishes, all those things, right?
You've got to actually have distracted by those things. And so that's been really hard.
Yeah, right? Benefits of working your business every day. What you do today will pay you in 90 days. It's not going to necessarily pay you tomorrow. It's like attending meetings. You know, what you do that day is not necessarily going to benefit you that day, the next meeting, or even the next meeting, right? And so sometimes people come to a couple of meetings and they think they're not getting anything out of it, right? And so they don't come back. Same thing. I've always told my team, you know, my managers underneath me, 30 minutes a day will keep the boss away. Well, most of us are our own boss, right? So this is actually a good lesson. 30 minutes will keep you away from telling you off, right? And keep you on track. And I always say, do the 5 to stay alive. Contact and talk to 5 people each day, whether that's customers, friends. You know, if you have a team like I do in as a direct selling team, I have team members. Even if it's just shooting them a message and having a message backwards and forwards, having a video chat, right? Connect with 5 people each day, 5 times a week. So 5 days a week, everyone's allowed a day off. So I would say 25 contacts a week is what will keep your business moving along, right? Working your business each day and following a plan will build a successful business. Winging it does not. Keeps you on track for recognition and incentives, therefore you are not always playing catch up. There's nothing worse than if you have a goal that you need or want to achieve and you've got halfway through the year and you're only quarter of the way through getting that goal, right? It's tracking it every month, tracking where you need to be. We all have sales figures we want to achieve, things like that. Benefits of working your business every day too. You are engaging in revenue earning activities daily. Some of these apply to me, you know, obviously doing demos, one-on-one demos, parties, customer events, trade shows, etc. And of course for me is sponsoring and developing new distributors because they are also customers of mine. My team are also customers. Following up with those people, social media posts, team trainings, controlling of inventory. If you sell a product, you know, are you controlling your inventory? Social media posts right now is a big one for anyone, no matter what you do. Are you present online, right? And if you're not, I truly believe right now those businesses are going to struggle. So this is your chance to learn it, right? If you're not very good at it, don't say, oh, I can't do it. Figure out how you can do it. Right? How are you going to make your business work differently to how it did before? This is a challenging time, right? For everyone. We're all stuck at home, but I have never seen a better time for me to learn than now because I always say, oh, don't have time, don't have time, don't have time, right? We have time and I am filling up my days that I get to the end of the day and I'm like, whoa, where did that day go? Even though I didn't go out the house, right? Where did it go? Because I'm trying to learn new things. All the time, and mostly for me, it's to do with technology, right? Because that is one thing we can keep doing during this time. Obviously, working your business every day creates customer loyalty for customers who are buying from you, or in my instance, team as well. You know, I have some very loyal team members. It teaches duplication. If you are someone who is, you know, growing a team, and I know we have others, not just me, at the ladies meeting who are part of a direct selling company. So this applies to them. And setting an example, right? I want to be an example for those who are choosing to join me in this business or buy from me. Am I giving the best customer service to my customers? Another thing I'm working on all the time, like I'm just finding new ways right now to use a bot system for my distributors, but also for my customers. I just found a way to upload all my customers into Shout, which is a bot system. So I'm learning Shout, right? And how I can do that and share information as I get it to my customers in a non-forceful way. So this is all learning for me, right? It's all great. The speed of the leader is the speed of the gang. Now, you know, Anisa, you're a perfect example. You keep on keeping on when it comes to the ladies meeting. You keep, you know, reaching out to us all, sending us messages, sending emails. You know, you are the leader of the ladies meeting, and it truly is. The speed of the leader is the speed of the gang. On average, the top performer in a team will perform at half the level that you do. This is so, like, it's so right. And this is often the case in most teams, right? Direct your team wisely. The speed of the leader is the speed of the gang. And that was actually spoken by Mary Kay Ash, a very, very, very amazing woman.
Her book is one of my favorite books ever.
Yes, right. And I can tell you that the owner of my company, Synergence, was her first experience in direct sales was with Mary Kay. She became a top leader in the company at a very young age in California. It was my first direct selling company that I ever joined. And that woman was truly inspirational to many, many, and to my founder of my company, very much so. And she follows a lot of the principles in this company that Mary Kay did too. So
a lot of people
Sorry, Anisa, go ahead.
I think in this time where a lot of people are going to financially struggle in the next few months, this is the time where you can get out there and do something like this business. If it's lipstick or Tupperware, things where when we're allowed to collect again and be in each other's homes. I know when I first got married, I did, and we moved from England to here, I came with nothing. And so I did Pampered Chef, and I still have, I have a Pampered Chef stoneware I've been cooking on for. My son's going to be 24 this year. It's very dark.
Right?
And
I mean, I have Pampered Chef, I have Tupperware, I have Epicure, I have it all in my kitchen, all of it. I use Party Light candles because I love them. I use Norwex cloths because I love them for taking off my makeup, right? Like I said, I will support those people. And during this time, these are some of the businesses that will get through it because we have a sustainable product. We have a product that people need, but also we have the personal touch, right? That people also really need to feel at this moment, even if it's virtually, right?
I'm just writing down, I need to order a Norwex cloth from my local Norwex lady. I live in Whistler, so we have a local lady, and I just saw her ad in the paper, and I'm going to reach out to her. So thank you.
Oh, good. And also, if you haven't seen, they are going to be, they've created and very soon selling, and they've got wish lists for it, the mask. They have made a Norwex mask. So I've just put a wish list in with my lady. She lives in my building. So I've got a Norwex lady very close to me in the building. So that, yes, I'm definitely going to get some of the face masks from Norway.
I was lucky.
It'll be amazing.
I bought one of the black ones that you can reuse. But I live in Whistler too, where honestly, we are lucky and so blessed to be able to have space from each other. So yeah.
Yes, very much so. Very much so. Consistency will create loyalty, not only from your customers, but also your team. They will always know what to expect. This applies to your customers too. Like if customers are used to getting a newsletter, right? They're going to say, where's Andrea's newsletter if it doesn't come? They want to know where it is, right? Your Facebook page and your posts that you're putting on your group, if I have a VIP group and a page, what are you putting on? Are you posting anything? Or was the last time you posted 3 months ago? It doesn't work if that's how you're doing it, right? Updating your team with the same thing, newsletters, training meetings, they can be all done online just like this, which I love. Coaching calls, customer events can still be done online. I am planning on April the 24th. I'd love any of the ladies meeting members to, you know, take part in pampering your pajamas night on Zoom.
Oh, that's and I am that as an event for the Entrepreneur Collective.
Right. I am going to be sending a bunch of samples to all those ladies who want to join in and some treats. So it's going to be really, you know, a special night. I'd love some of the ladies meeting ladies to take part.
What was the date?
24th of April, 7 p.m. in your pajamas, your night pajamas, not your day pajamas. That would be. Of course, you know, attending all of those things that you commit to attending. For me, trade shows, I do them all, you know, and commit to them, put them in my calendar. It's all about being consistent, right? Time is precious. Spend it wisely. Having a plan and being consistent will enable you to be far more efficient. You will see greater results and you will experience a much healthier work-life balance. Fail to plan and you plan to fail. This is written by Benjamin Franklin. I think it's been said many millions of times over. Consistency is having a plan and sticking to it day after day, week after week, month after month. A goal without a plan is just a wish. You'll never change your life until you change something you do daily. The secret of your success is found in your daily routine, John C. Maxwell. And that is so true. And I feel, you know, right now, if there are things that you feel you need to change in your business, we have an opportunity that we probably, I hope, never get this same opportunity ever again, because we don't want to have this quarantine ever again. Moving forward, but you know what, we need to embrace it, make the most of it, and if things do need to change in your daily routine, do it now, right? Find a way to make it work now, because we have got this opportunity of time to learn, time to grow, time to change things that might not be working so well, time to find better ways to do things. And I'll just go back to there and, you know, just do what we're doing here. Learn from each other. Have Zoom parties. My dad is turning 80 next month in Australia. And of course I wasn't going to be there. They weren't going to have a party and now they're not having a party. So I said, hey, I am going to organize a party on Zoom. We're going to have a party and we're all going to get a piece of cake and we're all going to celebrate my dad turning 80, right? We can do all of that now. And I think the world is going to change for the better after all of this. I really do. We're all finding new ways to connect and to grow our circles, or to keep our circles going, right? And, you know, for me, that is, you know, it involves my business. Obviously, I need to keep my business going. This is my only business. I do it full time. So, of course, I am going to work on that every single day. And, you know, I am proud of what I'm doing. I'm proud of what I'm learning. I'm proud of what I'm implementing into my business. You know, doing more lives with my team, even on things like the Be Live platform, you know, and just getting better at all those things, getting better at Zoom, getting better at putting a screen behind my head and all of those things, right? These are all things I'm learning.
What's the Be Live platform?
Oh, it's awesome. Be Live allows you to go live with a guest on Facebook, whereas Facebook doesn't allow you to do that now, right?
Yeah, so Facebook do it through Zoom.
Pardon?
Do it through Zoom.
You can share directly to Facebook. I haven't done that yet. I haven't shared a presentation live, right? Live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could have done this. If you go down to your more button, you can go live on Facebook or YouTube.
Oh, I haven't got the more button because I'm not the host. You are, but I have a Zoom account.
Yeah, so you'll be able to go live on Facebook and YouTube, and it'll record us as you go as well. Yes.
Okay, I need to play with that too. I had Be Live already. I didn't always have Zoom. I had Zoom. I had the free one. Now I have the paid one. So that might be a feature of the paid one. I don't know.
Possibly.
So I will have a play. We'll see why you talk to everybody else, because you learn new things. Be Live's great because it lets you put the post across the screen and things like that. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, another way to do that is
And it allows you to do three free.
Right. So you can also do that through StreamYard. And
yes.
I've just applied to go on LinkedIn Live, but it's still you have to get approved.
Okay, well, StreamYard is just like Be Live.
Okay, so
yeah. Some Senegence girls use Be Live, some use StreamYard. But yeah, learning all of those things, right, it's a perfect opportunity right now to learn them. And so, you know, I am just finding new ways to do things. I have actually, since last Wednesday, you mentioned about it's free to join my business right now. So I have actually had 11 ladies join. And although it's free and you think, oh, it's free, what they got to lose? Normally 11 people wouldn't have joined between last Wednesday and now me, right? 11 have joined me, but I feel this is different to any other free. They have joined for a reason. They didn't just join. Right.
And sure a lot that of them gets posted in the Entrepreneur Collective under this event as well, because I'll
be rejoining as well, because I need some lipstick.
Yes, a lot of them are joining because they need to join right now. They need some extra income, and why not use this time to learn something new, right? So I'm excited about the ladies that are joining. Of course, there will be some who just join for themselves. That's just the way it goes. And I know that our company is working on a new VIP program. So I think that's going to get announced in the next few weeks. I'm very excited about that. So those who may be just personal shoppers are going to become VIP customers. And, you know, it's all going to change a little. But I love change. I love it. And it's always exciting, and it makes for new challenges and things like that. So my best advice is to, you know, keep on keeping on, be consistent, create those habits that build a great business, and use the time that we have right now to learn as much as you can, right?
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I know you have to leave in a little bit, so I just wanted to thank you so much for your time today, and what a great presentation as well. It's timely. It's full of great content for any business, whether you're in direct sales, whether you are, it doesn't matter what you're doing, if you're working for yourself, it's all absolutely amazing advice. So I really appreciate you giving your time to everyone. And we'll get this up on the ladies' meeting. It's actually going to go under the Coffee House podcast so that it can go up on a podcast, and it'll go up onto YouTube, and it'll be available to everybody. So, and we'll post the link to sign up for free, which was so
awesome. I can send you my link. You probably got it. You've got it.
Well, send it to me again.
I will.
Here, and then we'll put it in the entrepreneurcollective.com as well, which is our free back office with lots of different training. And I'm just trying to add as many as I can before I have to go back to work at the gym as well. And try and just connect with everybody as much as possible. And thank you, Shani, for showing up. And I will chat with you all later. Take care.
Thanks.
And say hi to the hubby.
I will. Thanks, Denisa. Bye.